Tyrone walks in a daze to his chess club meeting. His emotions are a jumble of anger, sadness, and uncertainty. Why was Malik so grouchy about Tyrone's decision to join the chess club? His reaction was so extreme. Malik reacted as if Tyrone had told him he didn't want to be friends anymore. Then Tyrone starts to feel resentful. Malik is playing basketball, something he loves, and making new friends. Why can't Tyrone follow his interests and find ways to fit in at school? And who does Malik think he is, making judgments about people that he doesn't even know? Before he has even arrived at Mr. Rossetti's room, Tyrone feels a wave of panic. What if he loses Malik over this, just like his mother lost her friend in fourth grade? Maybe this is the end of their relationship, and they'll go their separate ways. More doubts hit Tyrone just as he is about to open the door to Mr. Rossetti's classroom. What if Malik is right and the chess club is full of losers? Maybe people will think he is a loser too, and then his chances of making any other friends will be ruined. Joining the chess club is a bad idea, Tyrone thinks. Tyrone hesitates before he opens Mr. Rossetti's door. It's not too late to back out, he tells himself. Mr. Rossetti is counting on him to join the club, but what is more important, his best friend or his math teacher? Mr. Rossetti might be disappointed, but isn't that better than losing Malik? Tyrone hears laughter coming from inside the classroom, and he takes a deep breath. Maybe he should just go to the first meeting to see what it's like. He doesn't have to stay. When Tyrone opens the door, Mr. Rossetti waves him into the room with an enthusiastic smile. Come on in, Tyrone. I'm glad you could make it. Everybody, this is Tyrone. Tyrone, this is the chess club. Tyrone looks over at the students already seated. What he sees surprises him. There are six students, boys and girls, all from different backgrounds. No one really looks the same. No one is wearing outdated clothes or hairstyles either. No one has a nose in a book doing homework. No one looks away from him shyly. Everyone welcomes him with a smile. They look like anything but losers. In fact, Tyrone thinks that they look pretty cool. The group utters a collective, "Hi," and Tyrone sits down. He starts to feel a little more comfortable.